I am here in studio with our special guest, Braintree Mayor Aaron Joyce. Thank you for joining us again. And of course, congratulations for winning your race. We had you in here beforehand and we knew you were a great candidate and you outlined what you thought would be good for the town. You say town, it's really like a city town of Braintree, and you won. The voters put you in office. You beat an incumbent. So congratulations again.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many interesting things going on in Braintree. Now, I must start with this because my dentist is in Braintree and I was driving off that Union Street exit, and I saw what was the former Motel 6, where we covered a couple of stories over the years, not great stories, completely demolished. So thinking, wow, this is really going away. What's going to be happening to that piece of real estate? It's a pretty prime spot.
It is. It's a great spot. It's our Welcome to Braintree site. So right now, well, the hotel came down, the Motel 6 came down, and we had approved plans for a Chick-fil-A and Brookline Bank to go in. And Chick-fil-A has recently announced that they are no longer going to be coming to Braintree. So the property owner is looking to pivot. Right now, I think considering possibly a similar use, but certainly I think open to seeing what would come in and how it would fit into that corridor. Certainly happy to see the Motel 6 gone and looking forward to having something go up there. But now we're going to be paused for a little while they figure out their new direction.
Okay, good. It was just nice to see that spot completely raised and cleaned up. So looks like a fresh start for whatever.
It is a fresh start. That's a great way to look at it.
And you know, of course, you have to talk about, when you talk about a fresh start, you came into the office and you walked into a difficult budget situation, and you knew that from the get-go. And usually when you get to any position, I guess with a job or a company or a government office, it's never maybe exactly what you thought you were walking into. Sometimes it's a little tougher than that. Is that what happened?
It is. It was. I guess the good thing is that we knew we were going to be walking into sort of a fiscal challenge, and how we would address that was something we knew we'd have to get to work at right away. The schools were a big, you know, factor. Certainly ran on a platform of supporting the schools. I have three children in the Braintree Public School System, and I know they're starved for resources. But looking at an $18 million operating deficit straight out of the gate was very, very overwhelming. So what we ended up doing in the end was balancing a level of cutting, about $10 million in service cuts and mostly personnel. Unfortunately, that's just, you know, what the main cost driver is in a community, but also offered voters a chance to sort of buy things back with an $8 million override. A lot of people were looking at overrides. I think coming up in the next year, a lot of communities will be looking at overrides. Ours was very successful. We still have a lot of work to do. The schools, the cost of the schools is growing sort of outside of what the town's revenue sort of grows year over year. So it's going to continue to be a challenge. Projects like Chick-fil-A, or we have, you know, a project coming up, as we were chatting right before this, at the South Shore Plaza. Those projects are meaningful to the community. You know, not the perfect project all the time, but they are momentum to build, to bring in the revenue that's going to support the schools, that's going to support our police and fire departments. And we need it as a community. We can't always be going to the taxpayers, but at the end of the day, the taxpayers are the ones that experience the service cuts. So we've got a lot of work to do. But we've made a lot of progress, and I keep reminding my team that. So really looking forward to the years ahead.
Now, were you surprised that override passed? I saw a lot of people speaking on both sides, but no, in towns like Hanover, they tried to do the same thing. It didn't pass. And Braintree, it did. And it was a pretty big override.
Yeah, momentum is a wonderful thing. And I think the campaign talked a lot about the financial situation of the town and a vision to move it forward. And I think coming off of that, I personally felt very hopeful for the override. But I also realize it's a huge ask. I mean, with the cost of living so much in our region, just the growing cost of everyday goods and services, I didn't take the win lightly. You know, still there's certainly people that, you know, don't want to pay more taxes, can't afford to pay more taxes. And we want to, you know, do the work to offset that with bringing in economic development and new growth. But I was very hopeful, and it passed by 67% of the vote. So we it was very successful. And I had a lot of faith in my residents to come up and help us move forward.
That's terrific. Now, with speaking of development, I know before there was another proposal for the big parking lot by where the Lord and Taylor was in that area of the South Shore Plaza. that original plan, that went away. But is it ZOM development? Are they back again with a similar plan, or is it a lot different?
Yeah, so it's similar. So when they had first come in about a year and a half ago, it was for two separate buildings, I think about 400 or 500 units. They pulled the plan before the council had, you know, the ability to vote on the zoning. And they are back with a revised version of the plan. This time around, we've been having a lot of great conversations with Simon, the owner of the South Shore Plaza, to talk about how this project in particular might lead to future development, evolution of the plaza. They've seen Simon in particular on some of their other properties. And I think we're seeing, you know, nationally, residential uses coming into sort of the traditional mall setting and revitalizing it, bringing in more restaurants, changing some of the shops that are at these facilities. So I hope that we can continue to have a positive discussion around projects like this, because this is the economic development that we need to sort of catapult ourselves forward as a community.
And this is what we've seen locally here at now it's Hanover Crossing, get the name straight, and the old Independence Mall, the Kingston area, where they also put up housing in both of those mall areas. Now, another issue that we're covering here, of course, this MBTA community zoning law, a number of local towns are saying, no, we don't like it. Marshfield, Norwell, started in Milton, but Braintree, it's been different for Braintree. This has been accepted, and you're actually part of another part of this. I think they were talking about, what was it, a catalyst?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Braintree did recently receive approval on our 30A compliance for MBTA communities. We have bus services, commuter rail, red line. In fact, our red line service was shut down for the last couple weeks to remove some of the speed restrictions, I guess is what they called it. But people are raving about it. It's under 25 minutes to get from Braintree to South Station. So that's awesome. I think realizing that we're so connected with the MBTA and we need housing. This is one way for us to encourage and incentivize housing around our transit, which will hopefully lead people to be able to live in Braintree, possibly work in the city or work in Quincy, have a really convenient way to get to work and then come home and, you know, enjoy all of the amenities that Braintree offers. We absolutely need housing. I think this is one type of housing that we need, and hopefully it gets built. It's just a zoning change for now. So while it opens the door for potentially more units of housing to be built, we still need a developer to come in. We still need a property identified, and we still have to go through the whole permitting process. So it's a step in the right direction, but it's not overnight going to build the types of housing units that our residents need and people who want to live in Braintree need to be able to live here.
Have you found anything, like, I don't want to sound like my grandmother, surprisingly delightful since you took over as office of mayor? Because just in my anecdotally, it seems like any office of mayor, 50% of the time people are coming to you asking you to fix unsolvable problems, and the other time they're coming to you with their hand out because they need money.
Well, I think the surprisingly delightful thing, which I hoped would be the case and is the case, is that you have the opportunity to meet a lot of regional decision makers. You have the opportunity to actually get done some of the random things you might notice, like, you know, why is this sidewalk overgrown? Well, I know who I can call, and they usually do respond right away to clear the sidewalk. So having people be able to come to you with problems around the community and actually be able to do things is really awesome. So it's fun. There's certainly decisions that weigh on you, and a lot of decisions have a lot of domino effects that you probably aren't even going to realize when you're making them. So that weighs on you. But overall, such an amazing job. I mean,
do you think your background as a professional engineer and being a problem solver, do you think that makes a difference in the way that you approach things?
It absolutely does. And I think I've always sort of tried to balance the technical civil engineering aspect of my career with just my love for giving back and volunteering and community service. I love to connect things together. I love to connect people together. A friend had said to me recently that was one of the things she always admired, was just my genuine interest to connect people and interests together, put people in the same room. So I feel like I get to do that in like such a great way and to impact my community. So excited to be able to do that. But I think just my interests and my professional background are so well suited for a job like this. So I really hope to make the most of it.
That's awesome. And one more quick question. It wouldn't be an interview about Braintree with, I'm going to ask you about a project that started before you were born. And of course, the Peterson Pool. What was that, 1962?
When he left money. I was born.
left money for, what was it, for a pool for the town and recreation. And that has been evolving through various administrations, projects, ideas, lawsuits, et cetera. Where are we now?
I mean, the Peterson Pool is something that we all dream of building, and I still dream of building. I think, you know, we have to take a little bit of a step back to recover from, you know, sort of the failed attempt in some ways. The site of the pool project is right across from our high school. It's on the same campus, mm-hmm. and right now it's overgrown. It looks like a construction site that hasn't been touched in years because it hasn't. It has a chain link fence around it, and we're going to take down the chain link fence, maybe put back a soccer field, and regroup and move forward, hopefully in a positive way as a community, so that we, you know, it's going to evolve as all things we hope will evolve in Braintree, but we're still working on it. Not giving up yet.
That's good. It's a constant source of inspiration. No, I'm just kidding. I remember thinking, I was around, but of course I was like a mere baby at this point. I'm thinking, this is an unusual story, and I know that someday this will be done. Anything else you want to add to this conversation? Let us know what else is happening in Braintree that folks might want to know about.
No, you know, actually one of the really cool things we're hoping to do this winter around the holiday season is called a Festival of Trees. And what we're hoping to do is bring in members of the public, businesses in town, and have them decorate a tree. And we're going to raise money for what we're establishing is as sort of a new Friends of Braintree fund to try to help and do some outreach within the community that isn't, we're not able to achieve in the same way because we don't have the resources easy to expend. So it's a new event that we're having this winter. They're trying to sort of gain support and spread the word, but Festival of Trees, if you're interested in looking it up, but it's going to be open for several days where people can go and spend time looking at the different trees, and other communities have done it successfully. So yes, we're hoping to bring that to Braintree in a different way.
That sounds wonderful. When you get involved with that, come back and tell us about it. We'd love to let our listeners know. And again, we've been speaking with the Braintree Mayor, Erin Joyce. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to stop by and see us.
Thanks. Anytime. Love to come back.
Thank you so much.